A Richmond, Virginia man who spent 27 years in prison for rapes that DNA evidence now shows he did not commit went back to court today to clear his name. Let's explain. In 1984, Thomas Hainsworth, then an 18-year-old black high school dropout with no criminal record, was walking to the store to pick up some bread and sweet potatoes for his mother when a woman driving by spotted him and later identified him as her attacker. Other women followed suit. Hainsworth was arrested, tried for 4 attacks, convicted of 3, always claiming innocence. DNA evidence cleared Hainsworth of 2 of the rapes. Not only that, the DNA implicated a neighbor who looked a lot like him and was in prison for similar crimes. And then this March, on his 46th birthday, he was paroled by Virginia's governor and released from prison. But he still remains convicted of 2 other charges for which there was no DNA. And he has to register as a sex offender. Hainsworth went to court today to change all that, and he had a pretty heavy hitter on his side, Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. In what's thought to be the first time a Virginia Attorney General has argued on behalf of a defendant in a case such as this. And Ken Cuccinelli joins us on the line from Richmond. Welcome.
Good to be with you.
And you said you've never fought so hard to lose a case, because technically you are on the other side. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Why? Because you are a law and order guy. You're known as a firebrand conservative in most areas. Why are you, well, we should say, not only speaking in his defense, but you hired the guy. He works in your office now?
He does.
Yeah. Why?
Well, you know, when you're a double sex offender, it's kind of hard to get a job.
Right.
But we believe he's innocent. So we hired him.
And you absolutely believe he's innocent. You have no qualms about those 2 outstanding charges.
I wouldn't bring him into my office if I did.
And so, first of all, let's talk about what he needed to get from the state. A writ of innocence?
Yeah, in Virginia it's called a writ of actual innocence. When you've got evidence that says it was X and not Y, with a degree of certainty of 1 in 6 billion error, that gives you a pretty high confidence level.
Well,
that you've made a mistake. We don't have that in these 2 cases.
Well, and but why is this happening? The prosecutors in all the jurisdictions where these cases took place want him fully exonerated. You do. You're the attorney general. Why is it that judges in the Court of Appeals are holding this up? And we have law experts saying this is unprecedented.
Oh, you have law experts from outside Virginia that might say it's unprecedented. Virginia is a very strong finality state. Until the writ of actual innocence, we were a 21-day rule or nothing. If you didn't produce whatever new evidence you wanted in 21 days, the only option you had was to convince the governor to pardon you. So the writs of actual innocence are a departure from that very strong culture of conviction finality in Virginia. In theory, an AG could just say, you know, I want to spring this guy. And there are political reasons one might see that happening someday. And if the court was just rubber stamping these things, that would roll right through. The court is still clearly, as demonstrated today in oral argument, going to play its appropriate vetting role to determine in their minds if the standard, and it is a high standard, has been met in this case. Thomas Hainsworth didn't come into court today presumed innocent. He came into court today understood by the court to be guilty.
Yeah, well,
and having to prove actual innocence. So it's now in the judge's hands. We hope that this comes out favorably for Thomas Hainsworth, and it would certainly be unique in Virginia history. I don't know about the rest of the country, but we've only had 1 of these writs ever granted, and that was where scientific evidence was discovered after the fact, demonstrated that an error had been made. Nothing like the kind of pile of circumstantial evidence we have here.
Well, and it's a pretty big pile, though. You know, as we said...
we're relying on that fact.
Yeah. DNA evidence now points to another man who's serving a life sentence for other rapes.
DNA evidence points to another man in 2 of
two
the 5
cases.
Not the 2 before the court.
But the state threw away the DNA evidence in those other cases that the court is considering. You know, people are asking, what is this say about where we are? What about the fact that women obviously wrongly identified this man? You know, people ask, are there questions that you should be raising, wider questions about the system itself?
Well, certainly that discussion has gone on for time immemorial, and this will do nothing but add fuel to the fire. We have to, really, the petitioner has to demonstrate by clear and convincing evidence that no ordinary juror could, not would, but could find Thomas Hainsworth guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And we do all of this in the context where sometimes entire cases in the face of a pile of evidence rest only on witness identification. And here we are walking into court and saying, in this case, we believe you should set aside the conviction in spite of the witness identification.
And does this give you pause again about, you know, how the system works?
You know, you characterized me at the outset, but I'm a civil libertarian on criminal justice issues. As a conservative, I believe in restraining government power and being suspicious of exercises of government power in all respects, including in the criminal justice system. So when we suspect an error may have been made, it's our duty to jump to aggressively seek to correct that injustice.
Ken Cuccinelli, Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Virginia. We'll wait to hear what the courts there in Virginia say. Meanwhile, Thomas Hainsworth, there's got to be an incredibly tense moment for him. What would it mean to you if he had to register as a sex offender, if he doesn't win this case?
Well, he's already had to register. I mean,
but
he's
if he
has
to continue
right now.
If he has to continue that.
That would be very bothersome to me. That may be the understatement of the day. But we're very committed to helping clear him because we believe he ought to be cleared and our system has made a mistake. I mean, we're so confident, of course, we've hired him into my office. So we wouldn't do that if we thought we were putting other people here in the office at risk.
How's he holding up? How do you accept that you were in jail for 27 years?
You know, I don't know how I would do, but I'll tell you what. I think his response since coming out has been just nothing short of impressive. He just wants to move on with his life. He has sort of reconciled himself, I guess, as much as you can to what he's lost. You know, now for a number of months, he's been a solid contributor to our office. People are glad he's here. And, you know, a lot of people could just be bitter and angry about all this. And while I'm sure he's not happy about it, you know, he shows every sign of constructively looking ahead in really a fashion that strikes me as both admirable and hard to achieve. I mean, I think it's an accomplishment on his part.
Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Have a great day.